On today's episode of the Family Goals Podcast with Davey Pollock and Pastor Jay, Davey finally admits that he listens to some of my advice.
No, I discovered it, and then I realized that you might have mentioned it. So we'll get into it.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Family Goals Podcast.
Can you not get out? You're like, are you that cold?
It's like freezing. What are you hanging meat down here
in the basement? Well, you know, Lindsay makes me, you know, adjust the thermostat when people are coming. But otherwise, I'm doing all the podcast stuff down here. Like, I don't want it to be warm. I don't want it to be 66. Like, she makes me put it on 66 when people are coming. So I crack the window over there and I turn the heat off and it gets usually in the 50s. So it's fantastic.
What's the point of that?
It's good. Mental clarity, baby. Keeps you awake. Whoa, let's go. Like, keeps you
well,
up.
I noticed Lindsay had a space heater up there.
She does.
Can you get me a space heater for the old man?
she has one upstairs. I used to make fun of her, but I'm like, listen, I made it very clear. If you're going to build a big house, like, if you're hot, take clothes off. If you're cold, put clothes on. Like,
I should have worn my jacket. So,
aren't you glad you did?
How is Mr. Pollock?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm good. How's basketball? How are the kids?
We are
Leah and
we are,
Nicholas.
We are 20. The girls are 22-1.
That's impressive.
So we're killing it. Nicholas's JV team has taken a couple L's, but they've won, I think, most of their games. Mm-hmm. But it's been good. I'm still learning. Definitely learning in the journey with parenting. I mean,
coach and parent.
Yeah,
how do you like coaching basketball?
I love it. It's so much fun
compared to football.
It's awesome. They're both awesome, but just being able to get in kids' lives and love on them and make it more fun and make the process, you know, better and looking for opportunities. So it's great. It's fun, but parenting just as a whole, it's difficult. I got two kids that are very different. You know, I think God could have really helped me out with an instruction manual, probably in the hospital room. That would have been great.
Well, you have a Bible.
I know, but that's that is not an instruction manual for their personalities and them being different. And so I think just learning along the way, man, has been it's interesting. Just, you know, me and Nicholas had one of our best conversations the other day, and it had everything to do with me. You know, like, and I say that like me disarming myself and learning how to relate to him. I mean, I came home and literally I was like, first thing I did was I said, I understand why you're frustrated. Like, I understand why you'd feel that way. I get it. Like, and Nicholas you don't need to yell at him. Like, he doesn't respond well to that. And so, like, if I can just.
Was he frustrated with you?
No, he was frustrated with himself and with basketball and with some of the stuff that's going on. And I completely understood why he was frustrated, and I got it. And I just wanted to say that before I got into the other stuff with him. But, you know, it's interesting. I talked to Lindsay the whole way home about how we handle it and how we talk through it. And she was right. And I think talking to her beforehand helped, but just, you know, just going through high school stuff and going through, you know, I said, you also get into the age where you kind of think, you know, it all, you know, and that, and I said, I was there and I understand that. And I said, but, you know, I was just trying to help him understand, like, you got a couple people that I'd listen to, you know, you got a couple people that have been through experiences that are really good to be in your life that are going to bring a lot of value. And, you know, make sure you listen to those voices. So, you know, it's not easy.
Well, I think the older your kids get, the more difficult I think it is to know what to speak into, what not to speak into. When to say something, when not to say something. You know, when they're younger, it's just so much instruction, training, teaching. I mean, they're just, and they look up to you as like you're their hero. But as they get older,
you can do no wrong.
Yeah, you can do no wrong when your kids are little. But I think, you know, they start having a mind of their own. And we talk a lot about we want them to have a faith of their own as well. So, and they're kind of carving a different path than maybe their parents took.
Well, and here's what I'm learning with both of my kids. I think we all want to coach our kids. Like, we want to help them be the best version of them. What I'm learning is as they get older, they don't want me to coach them all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm better suited, I think, if I just worry about the relationship. Like, if I worry about the relationship, not the coaching. Like, stop trying to give, because here's the thing, they ain't listening anyways.
You talking about coaching in sports or just coaching in
life? No, I'm talking about coaching in life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always looking for, ooh, great opportunity. Like, ooh, do you think about this? Do you think about that? They don't give a crap. They don't care. Like, those aren't things that, like, they're always going to be excited to hear all the time and always have this great awakening. Like, I'll send a devotional and I'm just jacked up about it and, like, they're not going to receive it in the same tone. And that's okay. Like, to me, it's just, I'm in a stage where I've got to do a better job of building relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about the relationship. I need to shut up more. Like, I need to stop coaching as much and stop trying to teach as much and just, like, get to know their day. And you said this a while ago and it did, but it didn't click. And just like them, things aren't going to click. They're going to click in their timing. Right. So, but with Leah, I was driving home from practice the other day and I take a left and, you know, I was close to the person cause I'm a horrible driver, fully aware of that, not a great driver. And she was like, you know, what are you doing? You can't do that when you drive. And then my first thought in my head was, you don't even drive. Like, don't tell me how to drive. Right. Like, what are you talking about? And I thought really quickly, I was just like, all right, well, how would I respond to Lindsay? And I literally went, you're right, I'm not a great driver. Like, that's not a strength. Hmm. And we had a great conversation the rest of the ride home. But I almost ruined it in 10 seconds because I almost told her she didn't have the right to speak to me in that way because she's never driven. And it sounds really, really weird, but this is where I've said we've talked about before. But, like, I'm literally trying to talk to her like I talk to my baby doll now. And I to the point where I'll literally look straight in front of me and I'll, like, that's Lindsay. Mm-hmm. That's Lindsay. That's not Leah. That's Lindsay. Like, talk to her, like, same responses you would have to Lindsay. Stop teaching her. Stop trying to coach. Stop trying to poke, prod, whatever. Like, just build a relationship. Just have a fun dynamic back and forth. And I'm not saying let disrespect slide. And that's not happening. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm just saying, I think I'm more in the phase where, you know, you're in it with them. You're teaching them, you're showing them, you're instructing them. And then I think there comes a point where I'm starting to get to where, like, I'm kind of on the sidelines and I got to figure out, you know, what that looks like, what my role is, and how to build relationship and not have friction, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. And so needless to say, there's a lot going on.
So are you admitting to listening to my instruction? Are you admitting to, like, you actually applying something I've been pouring into you?
I think the better way to say that is, like, I discovered it. And then I realized, and looking back, like, oh, that might have been something Pastor Jay had mentioned. Like, it was more of a, but that, I think that's the same way with our kids.
Oh, it's so much like, it's just like you might tell Nicholas something over and over and over again. He doesn't get it, but then if somebody else says it,
he might get it.
It all of a sudden clicks, and he may not realize that you had actually been trying to encourage him in that the
correct.
Whole time.
100%. I think that it clicked when I finally saw it and was able to apply it. And that's, it's the same thing with them. Like, we're not going to continue to tell them these things and they're going to go, oh yeah, I'm going to apply that right now, Dad. Like, love to. Jolly good day, sir. Like, it's just not the way it's going to work. It doesn't work that way with me either. And I think that, and I think that's why God takes us through storms, because it's the only way we'll realize things. Like, that's why he allows those things to happen. It's not just hunky-dory all the time, because we start to drift away and we start to see less relevance in God. And, like, everything's in control. I'm in control. This is good. But, like, I think when you have the friction and you have to look in the mirror, I think we do a lot of growing. And I think that's why God allows those things to happen. But I just think I'm in a stage where I'm trying to figure out, like, where I need to be for my kids. Mm-hmm. And my wife is easy. You know, that's not a hard thing. But as my kids change and their journeys change and where they're at in life continues to change, and as I continue to get older and I continue to not know what they go through and how they feel about things, it's just, parenting's hard. Mm-hmm. It freaking sucks. Like,
you were talking about how each of your two kids have different personalities, different temperaments. They're, like, completely different. I think it's not only is it important for us as parents to understand their temperament, but I think understanding your temperament. And so like when Leah questioned your driving skills, knowing, I don't know if we talked about the Enneagram on here, but you're an 8 on the Enneagram. which is more of the can't remember the term.
Did you just cuss at me? You call me an Enneagram? What'd you call me? I feel like you can say that out loud.
The Enneagram. You're more combative. You're more like I can't remember what the eight is.
It's me, apparently.
Challenger. Thank you.
Thank you, Wes.
You're like the challenge. So your natural response is to challenge what she was saying.
100%.
But what happened was you recognized the situation, and I loved how you diffused it. You didn't give your normal response.
Know-it-all,
smart challenger, like, let's argue about this. Because for you, tension's good. Like, argument's good. Debate's good.
Doesn't matter.
That's why you and I, you like to disagree with what I'm saying, and you like to challenge me on it.
Well, I mean, you say a lot of things that aren't good, so I have to just, you know, I also have to correct you. When you say inaccurate things, I don't want to give the audience inaccurate information.
But it's important. If you understand you're a challenger, you understand that your natural response is to be combative, then you don't respond that way. I like how you diffuse the situation, made a joke. You self-deprecating humor relaxes
and that's a good point, because what do you think Leah is?
Is she the same as
she's
you?
She's an eight.
Yes. Y'all are like butting. So if you challenge her,
she's gonna challenge you right back. Like, mm-hmm. So that's a part of like coaching. What I think has been fascinating is just all these different girls that I'm coaching now, because it's basketball season, and learning their personalities and what makes them tick, and how you can jump in and assist them and help them and be a different voice. And I had a meeting this morning with Claxton, who's one of our, he's going into his, you know, he's a senior in high school now, which is crazy. And, you know, he's making his decision on college. And so I was like, hey, man, let's just sit down. Like, I've been there, done that. But it's a different voice outside of mom and dad.
Yeah.
And not that mom and dad aren't capable of that. They are. But we hear the same voice all the time, every day, all day. Like, it's so important that you got people in your lives, man, that you can be that for somebody else's kid. Like, you can impart wisdom because they'll listen, and you can back up some of the things that they've said at home and they'll listen, because I think it's, I don't know what it is about the timing of when things hit, but it just, at some point it hits and you go, bam, like that made a difference. That made an impact. It was said 65 times before. It was said different ways by different people, but that person connected to me. And so I think, knowing your audience, but more importantly too, having all those around you that can say similar things. And that's why we're trying to surround ourselves with that's why I'm trying to surround myself with men that are walking the walk, talking the talk, right? So they can go do that for me. You know, they can impart wisdom into Nicholas. And again, I told you, I feel bad for Nicholas. Like, I really do, because I'm a small group leader at church. You know, like, I'm always around. Like, me and Lindsay are always around, and we always volunteer for everything, and we're trying to find ways to, but we're always going to get asked, and there's always need for volunteers. And so, like, I try to get away a little bit and give him space and not jump in. And I told Leah, like, Leah, baby, when we started basketball this year, I was like, listen, if I ever walk up and you, I said, just give me one of these. And I said, I'll walk right away, and I won't say a word. I was like, just let me know if you want me gone. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings. But I think they probably could use, just like I told Nicholas the other day, I'm like, Nicholas, if you want me to shut up about certain things that, or you just want to tell me, like, hey, I just don't want to hear it. I was like, you have that freedom to do that. Like, you can say that to me. But I think as parent-kid relationships, we just have so much. Like, the kid already has so much in them that they realize, like, I'm going to disappoint. I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to do that. Where it's the information can't be received sometimes because there's so many layers that are on top of that that are kind of insulating it, right? Like, insulating the point that you're trying to make.
I think Nicholas, thinking of his temperament, his personality, you know, where Leah's going to argue with you and butt heads with you, I think Nicholas would just be more compliant and just go along with what you say. And maybe if he disagrees with you, he might just
not say anything.
Not say anything.
Correct.
And just kind of, which is not good either. The whole, like, because he needs to be able to voice his opinion. He needs to have a relationship with you that he can voice his opinion. You're bringing up an interesting thought here. Deion Sanders, what's his son's name? The quarterback?
Shador.
So they were asking Shador the other day. They were basically making it out to be a negative thing that Coach Prime, his dad, was so involved in his life. And I loved his response. And he said, well, I never knew it was a negative thing to have your parent involved in a child's life. Like, because typically in the sports world, a lot of times the opposite. A lot of these kids don't have dads. Yeah. They don't have parents. They don't have people involved. They're kind of on their own. And they were trying to make it a negative that Deion's so involved in his life. But he was turning around and said, well, isn't that a positive that your parents are involved in your life? They care about you. They want what's best for you. They want you to be successful.
And see, that's why this is why I always hesitate. And this is what I hate about the media nowadays. I strongly dislike. Like, everybody speaks like they know everything that's going on. Like, I think that absolutely can be a bad thing. But I don't know how Deion handles that. I'm not there. Like, he might provide plenty of space for his children. Like, he might coach them, but also understand the difference. And so, like, we always assume what we know about stories and things, but we don't know. And unless you're there walking in the building, you don't know how somebody feels about something. And listen, listening to Shador talk about it, he doesn't know yet. He's 20 years old, 21 years old. Like, he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. And so I think all of us at one time look back and be like, yep, like, wish I'd have listened to my parents better. Wish I'd have listened to so-and-so better. And it's just about when you hear the message and when it resonates with you. And but I don't think Shador is going to look back and be like, man, really wish my dad was, I wish my dad wasn't involved in my life. He's not going to say that.
Yeah.
Like, so I get it, but it's always the fine line for all of us. Mm-hmm. It's not just Deion. It's you at your house. Like, it's you at how much you choose to spend time with them and, like, plug in and try to get them to have people over. And yeah, this is going to sound stupid, but the only thing that I ever hear Nicholas get loud about and, like, really excited is video games. Like, that's it. That's the only time I hear him raise his voice and get jacked up. Like, so this video, you can't see in this room, but right in the room right over there, there's four TVs, like, on the wall, and all the video games can plug into them, and he'll have his friends over, and they'll all be just going at it, and it's fantastic. And it's something that he really enjoys. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good thing. But, you know, it's also hard because I'm like, how do we not find joy in other things, you know? And how do we bring out that same thing? But it's not my job to do that. Like, it's God will do that in time. It's my job to continue to build the relationship. And that's just what I'm learning. And I would give advice to, like, yes, when they're younger, this is so easy. It is. It's so easy. But when they start getting the personality and testosterone, you know, start to come into the mix, like, you want that relationship to be really strong beforehand. You want to make sure that, like, the best thing that I've ever seen with my wife is, like, my kids can talk to my wife about anything. And when I say anything, anything. And when I say I've been uncomfortable many a times, when Leah would ask questions about something she heard at school, and I'm like, yeah. Like, and Lindsay's just like, yeah, this is that. And I'm like, oof, can I leave the room, please? Like, don't want to know what, don't want to hear that. Don't want to think about that. But, like, they need to have that safe space where they can ask questions and not be judged. Lindsay's elite at that. She's elite. I am not. Like, it's just not. I'm going to give an answer, but it's just like I'm talking right now. Some people might think I'm intense. I'm not, but, and you know that, but this is just me, but this is me all the time. And that, what I did the other day with Nicholas, I got a better result because I disarmed this and I tried purposely to relate and connect as opposed to, like, I had to literally kind of back myself off of who I am and what I am and how I speak in my delivery. And I got way more out of it, way more out of it. Mm-hmm. So,
Do you think how your parents parented you or how Lindsay's parents parented her affects the way you parent your kids?
Yes, 100%. Well, I mean, first off, your first reaction is always how you were parented. Mm-hmm. Now, that also might mean you're either going to drive far the other way or you're going to say, like, that's like, for example, my mom was very physical with us, like me, because I was the idiot. So, I mean, I got popped a lot. I got hit a lot. I deserved it. Like, I needed those whippings. Like, I 100% needed them and support them. But when I had my babies, my first reaction was always physical. Like, in my head, it was always physical. And I had to literally train myself. Like, that's not okay. Like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that. I'm thankful for mine. But like me and Lindsay talked about it, like that's where like she did the spankings because she was like, you don't know your own strength. I don't need you doing spankings. Like just let me do spankings. And so that was something that, but that was 100% innate in me from my parents. Hmm. But there's also a lot of really good things too. I mean, there's like my dad, I didn't realize I was like my dad until I got older with his, like the way he pours into his kids and always shows up and include, like my dad is a great husband. Like he's a phenomenal husband. Mm-hmm. He does an unbelievable job of making sure that my mom is taken care of. Whatever she needs, whenever she needs it. And he's not going to argue. He's not going to be confrontational. Like if you need me to do something, I'll do it. And just like if my wife said, I need you to drive to Oregon, like, and it's 23 hours away.
So the total biblical of laying your life down for your wife. Christ loved the church, we're to love our wives.
Yeah.
That's your dad?
That's my dad to a T. And if Lindsay told me right now, I need you to drive to Oregon and pick something up. Like, I don't need to know the why. Like there's a reason. So I'm going to do it. Like, and I think that comes from my dad. And then obviously Lindsay has her different, you know, things in her parenting and the way she is and why she is like she is. And we've also like, I've also learned from, she's told me a lot about her dad and what, how they did things and what she didn't like and what she did like. And we don't want to be this, we don't want to be that. And so I think that now, listen, that's changing and evolving, you know, with the kids and as they get older, because it continues to be a different stage and it's hard and it's a struggle. But if you're struggling with parenting, I promise you're not alone. And if you're not struggling, you probably might need to look at doing it more, because it requires a lot. If you want to do it great, it's going to require a lot.
Yeah. So I was at a high school basketball game last night. Loganville High School was playing Habersham Central.
Nice. How'd we do?
Well, Loganville was right there the whole time. I could tell just Habersham had better players, more size, better athletes. But Loganville had a chance to win it. They ended up losing in the end.
Probably bad coaching by Grayson.
Grayson is a phenomenal coach. The hilarious thing to me was he was arguing with the ref, and the ref was at our church Sunday. Brand new guy at the church, and like, here's Josh and him. Like, I got video of them like going head to head. Like, and I don't know why Loganville wasn't getting the calls, you know, because they were at home. But anyway, the whole time I'm there, I'm thinking, one of my biggest regrets in life was not playing high school basketball. And when we moved, so I played basketball all growing up. And in 10th grade, we moved to a bigger school, like the, you know, Gulfport High School.
Yeah.
It was dominant. And so my parents were friends with someone who was best friends with the head coach. And the head coach invited me on the team after, like, tryouts had already happened, but I just moved in. He said, "Hey, we got a spot on the team for you."
Manager?
No, player. So my dad says, "Hey, Coach Jenkins wants you to play on the team." Well, I was intimidated.
Yeah.
Moving into a new city, I didn't know anybody. This team had killed my team, like in 8th grade, 9th grade, and so I was like, "I don't think I'm going to play." Well, my dad just left at that. And I think if my dad would have pushed me just a little bit, like, I really think you can do this. I really think you ought to play. I think I would have. But my dad, he didn't want to be the parent who...
That you see in the stands at every game?
Yeah.
Because
he had experienced that with
plenty of those out there.
He had experienced that with his own dad. So he was trying to be the opposite of that, more like laid back. If he didn't want to play, I don't want to push you to play. But I think I needed a little push, and I don't regret my dad for that. I regret myself not playing. But I think about our parenting. I think we try so hard not to do what our parents did.
Mm-hmm.
There's this tension between how much do we push our kids, how much are we laid back about it? And I think more than anything, you need to help your kids find what it is they're passionate. Like, you don't want them doing something just because they think that you want them doing it.
Yeah, correct.
Whatever it is.
So I think that here's where we've had the most success. We've had the most success with those conversations is me and Lindsay going on a walk or talking about, like, what are we seeing? what do we think our kids are going through? Like, where do we need to, like Nicholas, I don't know if I told this or not, but Nicholas came to us, and if you have, you can stop me, but like Nicholas is at the age now where he's like, okay, we're like, he thinks we're kind of strict. Like, okay. I mean, we are, that's fine. Like
you're incredibly strict.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have social media. He's 16, which is fantastic, but in fairness, he's never asked for it. Like, mm-hmm. And then, so he said he's made some comments about that, and Lindsay did a great job of picking up on it. And so she picked up on it and she had a conversation and she's like, hey buddy, like what area do you think we're like that? Like what area would you like us to give a little bit?
Cause he's comparing you guys to his friends. To other friends.
Break the rules. There's different rules. That's fine. So be it. Like that's the real world. Like there's not everybody plays by the same rules, but so we're like, hey man, like where can we give a little bit? How about this? Homeboy said, on the weekends, I would like to not ask to play video games. And we were like, done. Like, buddy, this...
You do not have because you do not ask.
I mean, I was like, that's not a big deal to us. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. If there's things you want to change, like, come to us and ask. You can ask. Now, that's not a guaranteed yes. But the only reason you think that's a rule is because you've done it since you were little. And you've always asked, and he's 16 and he's still asking to play his video game. He ain't got to ask us if he wants to play his video game. So like, that's off the table. Like, and I think that's where me and Lindsay talked about things. She saw a little something, she heard comments, but taking those comments and those things that are going on, now we put it together and we're like, okay, let's talk about it. Me and Lindsay were like, is this that big of a deal? Is this something that's important to us? How does this fit into the context of how we want to parent? And then bam, you give a little leeway and let him know that like you're getting older. We trust you more. Like you've done a great job. We love the way you've handled X, Y, and Z. So yeah, if you want to do that, buddy, it's all good. And so, but if we're not having the discernment and we're not paying attention and we're not talking to them and picking up on those little clues, they're down the road a long way and we don't even see it, mm-hmm. you know? And it's, and then they're not talking to us. Like whatever you can get, whatever you can do to get them talking. And
do you think women are more sensitive to picking up on those clues?
Does 100 pound of flour make a big biscuit? I mean, we're not the brightest in the world.
They had the women's intuition. But
they're in tune to that stuff.
They're more
man.
Sensitive to what.
Anytime
what
Lindsay
the real
ever tells
is.
Me about like how she what she's feeling or something like that, or like she's 100%. I don't even blink. Mm-hmm. Like. When it comes to character of people around us and stuff, she'll be like, got that.
Her radar is more up on
she's
people.
She's got a great radar. I don't. And so like, but she's, and she can hear tone better than I can hear tone. And yeah, but again, we've got to talk and we've got to discuss and we've got to, how does that fit into our rules and like what we were going to become? And then again, get back to that issue that I keep coming back to this because I really want y'all to internalize this. Like, is it a heart issue? Like him asking to play video games, is that a heart issue? It's not.
What do you mean by heart issue?
Like, is it an issue that like the, it's in here and it's a issue that's in conflict with God. Like it's an issue that's of the heart, like of how we make decisions and how we treat people. Like, does that make sense? Like, is this a significant decision that impacts like the way we love people, the way we like your walk with God, like. Breaking the law, for example, there's a lot of parents that let their kids drive with people. Like Nicholas has said,
you're
like
supposed
that's
to wait 6 months or 8 months.
Supposed to wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wait 6 months. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's a law. Like that's the law. It's not our
and
law.
The law is for safety.
Yeah. The law is for safety. But if you break this one, then the next one's not important. Mm-hmm. The next one's not important. We don't pick and choose what laws we want to follow. And like, hey, my friends are going here. Like, can I pick up so-and-so? Like, not yet, because it's against the law. Like, that was something that was a deal. Like, that's a big issue. That's a hard issue of breaking the law. Mm-hmm. Like, not doing what is right and wrong. Like, playing video games is completely insignificant. It's completely insignificant. So I think, is it an issue that really is going to affect their heart and how they view things, how they treat people, their walk with God. Like,
I think a video game would be a heart issue if it's rated M for mature and it has something that's going to negatively impact their heart. Like, if, yeah, if they're seeing nudity or language or violence, you know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. So, well, it's just like watching that. Like, mm-hmm. Just like us, if you're an adult and you watch things that are like that, you're going to think more about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the best people in the world that, like, you're a pastor. Like, I have strong faith. I know who I want to be. If I go watch things with cursing in it, like, I curse more. It's more in my head. It's more in my heart, and it comes out of my mouth, which I can't stand. Like, that's what people will tell me all the time. They're like, "Ooh, I think you'll like this one," like with shows, because mm-hmm. they know like Yellowstone's not an option. Like, I'm not watching Yellowstone.
Right.
Like, that makes my head hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't need the violence. I dang sure don't need the language. And that Beth lady was nuts. She was absolutely psycho. Like, she's a phenomenal actress.
I tried to watch, I watched the first couple of episodes because everybody was raving about it. And when she comes out.
In the tub,
I'm like, okay, I can't even, why are people suggesting this to me?
Yeah.
I think and the language is
the
like,
language was the hardest. And listen, I can get, a few S-bombs ain't going to kill me. Right. An A-bomb ain't going to kill me. But right. GD drives me up a wall. Mm-hmm. Like, and I swear in every movie now, like that's their name. The character is GD now. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, yeah.
And I mentioned about VidAngel.
Yes.
And which is, we're not getting a promotion from VidAngel.
Do you have that?
I do, yeah.
And it works.
It works. They take out all the words.
Can you show me how to sign up for that? Because I want to sign up for that.
Even, you know, if you have subtitles for old people who can't, you know, we're watching subtitles.
You're talking about yourself?
Yeah, I'm talking about myself.
You use subtitles?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Why? Can you not hear?
It just helps. It just helps for the old people. No.
Before we move on, we're going to address this. Why don't we just turn the TV up?
It's not the volume of hearing, but some of these shows are like there's foreign languages, foreign people talking in English. It's harder. It's easier to have with the subtitles.
You realize you're getting to be like you see where you're going, right? Like, 100%. You're leading towards.
I told Jesse, our 16-year-old, the other day. Hopefully, I'll make it through the year. Hopefully I'll still be alive when you graduate high school.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't prepare for any of this, by the way. Like, so we didn't talk about what we're going to talk about. So we'll just make this a part two because, like, literally, we'll just keep going and we'll break it up right here to continue talking about parenting, what's going on, because we're all learning in this journey and while we completely mess it up.